Welcome to the Sloppy Slop from the makers of the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we talk about Big Brother season 23 with a Harry Potter twist. And I cannot believe all the shit that went down this week on Amanda's birthday week. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Ah!
Thanks.
I'm Mish and I'm already drunk.
I'm Danielle and I'm not like Danielle from BB 12 or 14. I don't get blindsided by Dan. Which one was that? It doesn't matter.
I also call you Dan, so I'm confused. Are you getting blindsided by yourself?
I do sometimes.
It happens. I'm Adam, and I'm still here.
And I'm Amanda, and I'm happy to be here. This week was super exciting. I'm really excited to discuss, guys.
I think it was BB12.
Great. Oh, okay. We're going back to that.
Yeah, let's go back to that 100%.
That was the coach's season. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's you are 14. 14.
14, yeah.
Okay, 14. I knew it was an odd number. Odd numbers are the best. Okay, 14.
So this, I think, is going to be our last week without Jose. So trying to build up, ramp up the excitement. He should be back next week, hopefully.
I am actually really excited. Adam, I'm going to miss you, to be honest with you. But yeah. I'm excited for Jose to come back because I'm excited to talk with him since he's also a newbie with Big Brother. So I just want to know his thoughts, you know? So I can't wait.
I talked to him earlier today and he's like a little salty. He hasn't been on. So I know he's looking forward to coming back too. So eight of our listeners, please get excited. It's happening.
My liver is so excited to not drink on Thursdays anymore.
But if our fans really want Adam, we could probably bring him in for the squib of the week if we really want to.
Adam,
our nine fans, let us know.
Yeah, let us know, nine fans. Let us know.
Comment. Subscribe. All right. But first, we need to get sloppy.
But first, bottoms up.
I'll start us off. I am drinking a V2K IPA. Not vodka this week. We ran out, surprisingly, right?
Well, somebody needs to go grocery shopping.
It is.
Yeah, I went and got beer, guys. It's fine.
It is a beer that I am drinking. I've had two sips so far, so we'll see how this goes.
What is the brewery?
It is
your mom's house.
Hold on.
It's New Belgium. I know it is. Voodoo. Your Ranger.
Thank you, guys. My wife. All right. Mish, what are you drinking?
I am drinking some White Claw hard seltzer. It's hard.
Oh, I'm so excited you switched to White Claw this week instead of Corona.
How hard is it?
Oh, are you drinking the tea ones?
It's getting my mouth wet. So, it's the iced tea variety and it's peach flavored and it's delightful. I drank many of these over the weekend in a pool. One of the best days of my life, so I'm trying to reload that, chasing that feeling.
I don't think I tried the peach one. I think that would probably be pretty good.
It's really good. It's very.
I think I tried the lemon one. That one was really good while we were hanging out.
I have a lemon one on deck, which you guys will hear me open here very shortly.
Nice.
So Amanda, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking wine again. It's a Pinot Noir. It's called. Hold on, I took a picture of it this time, so I know what it's called. Juggernaut.
It's called Walk Your Dog.
It's a no, not that one. I already drank all that one. Russian River Pinot Noir. Kara got it for me for my birthday, so shout out to Kara. I don't think she listens to these because she's not a Big Brother fan, but shout out to Kara anyways. Thanks, girl, for the wine. It's delicious.
Kara, you're dead to me.
Oh,
ouch! That's a lot.
If you're not listening, you're dead to me.
But she
did. She at least listen to High School Musical? Shout out to our High School Musical episode. She requested that. So
yeah, she did listen to it. She liked it.
Do you guys just want to see the rest of the podcast and go into a full on High School Musical?
We're all in this together.
That's not even the correct song. It's "We're All Fighting Boldy Together."
Oh, I like yours better.
Yeah. I don't remember any of this. Was it on your podcast?
Yes.
You don't listen. Can somebody ask me what I'm drinking anyway, so I can open my can and try it?
What are you drinking, Danny? What are you drinking? Hey, Danny. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I mean, I can just keep singing for the rest of the episode, but I would like to try this beer. I am drinking the Hoof-Hearted Brewing Mama Needs Her Fruit Punch.
Hell yeah.
It's an IPA, 7%. And let me just try it again.
Damn, that sounds good.
It's pretty good.
Fun. I thought it tasted a little bit like pickles.
I'm jealous. I think your taste buds are a little off tonight because I think it actually tastes pretty good and I like it.
If it tastes like pickles, amazing. I'm even more into it.
I like pickles. It does not taste like pickles.
I'm so jealous. I'm tired of fucking White Claws and these fucking Corona seltzers. I want to drink that. Can you ship me
one? I'll bring you one next weekend. Good. It also has this weird ass can. I'm going to post it on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, you know what's up next?
What?
Time for the Potion of Veto competition.
Hey, everybody.
I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is Potion of Veto.
During the segment, one of us will win the coveted Potion of Veto. The winner can then veto any House nomination. To determine the winner, we will have a little competition based on our drink choices for tonight, and I hope I win. Meesh, what's the contest tonight?
Go into the randomizer. I better fucking win this week, I swear to God. It's the drink with the most ingredients.
All right, mine's not it, thank God.
I have a very long list.
I feel like this is going to be very hard to figure out.
Wait, I do have a picture of the ingredients. It's just pretty much grapes for me.
I have 8 ingredients in my drink.
Mine also doesn't have any ingredients listed, so I think it's probably poison. But it does say it's dabbling in the dank and dark arts.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god.
I need to drink this beer immediately. What was it called?
I'll save you one for sure.
I'm going to ask the Google about mine.
The Google? Really? Shout out to Google. Just let me win.
We're doing this?
We are doing this. So we got yeast, ale, hops, casca, Centria, Citra, Somica, malt, pale, caramel, white ale, malt.
I vote Michelle.
No, he wins fair and square. It's Adam.
Add him up and you get the veto.
Next time, Mish.
But fuck you.
We still have at least 6 episodes.
When Jose comes back, he's going to win the veto and he's going to fucking get you, Amanda.
What? Or he's going to veto yours and betray his team.
We're allies. No, he would never. You're going to get your ass, Amanda. We are going to eat your ass.
Oh, my God.
That is a lot.
Eat my ass. That sounds weird.
I'm pretty sure it's actually pretty pleasurable for the person that's getting it. But
okay.
We're going to get your ass. Your ass is grass.
Your ass is grass, Amanda.
So I was trying to vote for you to get the HOV or the POV.
That's not how the POV works.
That's not.
I know, but you heard me wanting you to win, so I don't appreciate you coming after me.
I don't care. Your ass is grass. It's grass.
Man, I'm on your team. You want to form an alliance?
It's freshly mowed grass.
Well, no, that's risky.
Freshly mowed.
I am weed whacking your ass next week. Do you hear
guys,
me?
Guys, we have all drank too much before this podcast started. Welcome, everyone, to our
drunk
podcast.
Speaking of, I'm
going to
go ahead and slither in here.
Slither in!
Oh, yeah.
Who are you, Christian?
Oh, too soon.
RIP, Christian, too soon. Oh, too soon. This is my iced tea lemon flavor, and it's also good, but not as good as the peach.
I could actually hear you drinking this.
I was right on the mic.
I love the slurp. It's the best.
What kind of soup you got?
The beer is funny. Right. So let's get into the head of house nomination sorting ceremony.
This is a nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility as the head of house to
place the sorting hat on your head and you will be sorted into your houses.
Each of us has been assigned a Hogwarts house for the week, and we'll sort one big brother house guest into that house. Meesh, you go first.
All right, guys. I am sorting the Slytherin of the week, and it's tough. It's really tough. And it's not just because I'm drunk. It's just been a crazy week. I mean, a great week of Big Brother. Amazing episodes. I was cracking up. I was like, oh, God, what are these people doing? So I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes, but I think I'm going to put my girl Tiffany into Slytherin.
Oh, God. Shocker.
Why am I putting Tiffany into Slytherin? I mean, we put her into Slytherin every week. It's not really necessarily, obviously, a shocker. to put her in Slytherin. But the reason I'm doing it this week is because of the way that she just could not accept that Christian was going to think she was the swing vote, that she and Claire were the swing votes. It's an insane thing in a game like Big Brother to go up to people and say, like, hey, you need to stop lying to this person about how you're not going to vote them out because they think I'm the swing vote and I can't accept that. And if you don't tell them, I will. Like, that is such a bad strategy move. And it's so unnecessary for someone who's not even going to be on the jury like Christian. Like, who gives a shit if Christian walks out the door thinking you might have been the swing vote? Like, when the votes are unanimous, he's going to realize there was no swing vote. Like, he's not that stupid, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sorting Tiffany into Slytherin because of the pride. And she obviously feels that she can't overcome that pride to just, like, let things play out the way they were going to play out and talk to Christian and say, like, yeah, I hear you. I guess I'm the swing vote. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, she had to say, listen, Christian, people are lying to you. Yes. You know what I mean? So for pride, I'm putting Tiffany into Slytherin this week.
I totally agree. Thank you. Because I'm like, why is she doing this? Why doesn't she just tell Christian? Why is she causing, like, a rift with Brittany and DF and Azza when it's not necessary? Like, and the way she talked to them, I just thought was, like, not necessary.
I totally agree with you.
Totally get it, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here and say, yes, Tiffany approached it wrong, but Derek F. just wants to be in power of everything. And he was lying about his vote directly to Christian's face. And he was saying, by the way, you take the fall for that. No, I'm not going to deal with any of this.
Well, no, she didn't have to take it. She could just tell him. And, like, Christian would trust her. I think DF was being real mean to her, though, later on. I should not have called her a bitch 15 times.
Absolutely.
He deserves now. He's been very good at it for weeks. So
I'm not trying to say that Derek and Azza are in the right. I'm just saying that the fact that Tiffany couldn't just, like, kind of let it go. If she wants to flip the vote,
let it go.
Akio, guys, listen to the Frozen episode.
Oh my God, you have so many podcasts.
If she wants to flip the vote, but the reasoning of I just don't want Christian to think I'm a swing vote when I'm not is flawed as well. I'm not trying to say that Derek and Azza were not in the, like, everybody was fucking up this weekend. I was so
every single person in this house was just there, like, was a mess and on edge and just kind of mean.
We'll get into that later. There are some people that play great games.
I will say that Sarah Beth was, like, kind of, for the first time this week, like, a little mean, a little bitchy.
A little slithery, a little selfish.
And I thought about putting her in Slytherin, for sure. But also, she actually became hotter to me this week. So I think that says more about my messed up brain than anything. But
how hot was she?
I mean,
shit happens.
I would say, like, Babe House level hot for sure.
Ooh. Meet as a crush.
BB crush.
I want her to be mean to me. Is that messed up?
No, I get it.
All right. Well, she will just manipulate you, but that's okay.
I'm fine with that. You manipulate me every day. Issues. Every day.
I'm just, like, a little confused about Tiff and her game, but I really tried to look on Twitter and I tried to watch the feeds this morning. And then I got, like, everyone sleeping, and it was really weird. And I was like, I feel like I'm being creepy watching them sleep. So, and then
I get up to, like, 3 p.m. Eastern time.
I realized that they're in California. So,
yeah.
Right. So then I was like, I'm going to stop watching them because it's really creepy that I'm watching them sleep. But I did notice that SB and Kylan were sleeping together. Anyways, that's for a different segment.
What? Sleeping together?
No. SB's a friend of Ellen.
They were literally, like, laying in the same
bed. She's actually bisexual.
But she has a girlfriend at home, right?
No, right. She confirmed she doesn't have a...
She said did, but then I also read something that said that maybe she was single, so I'm confused. Oh,
I could have sworn in her intro she said she had a girlfriend. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that Kylan and SB were laying in the same bed together cuddling. I don't know what happened.
Meant actually sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I knew what she meant, but I also, like...
Cuddling is different than sleeping.
Sorry, I guess I should have said cuddling, but they were sleeping together in the same bed.
Yeah. Okay. My wife and I do that all the time. That doesn't mean anything's going on.
Okay, anyways, this isn't about SB.
Manda.
What?
Who are you putting in Gryffindor?
So, I guess we could move on to Gryffindor. I'm putting Brittany in Gryffindor. because I thought it was brave. And this is a little confusing for me because I was kind of reading Twitter and watching the feeds and then also watching the show. But I think the show like edits things really. But she was okay with being the pawn, right?
She was okay-er.
She knew she was going to be the pawn.
So it was better than the past situations where she had no idea she was going on the block and she flipped the fuck out. Like, right. She still was upset, but she was in a better spot.
She did what she needed to do.
Because DX told her in advance, unlike the other assholes in this house.
So. Yeah. Okay, so that I'm putting her into Gryffindor because I thought it was very brave of her to, I guess she wasn't willing to do that, but she, you know, put up a good face to do that. And then also her freaking exorcism during the veto comp. I mean,
oh my god, that was reckless. She could have killed herself, man.
Oh my god, I was worried for her neck. Like, I know. Was worried for her neck.
God, that moment when she won that veto was so great. I was so happy for her.
Yes, I was like rooting for her. I loved it. I love Brittany. So I'm putting her into Gryffindor based off of her bravery. And then also her willingness to just, like, do whatever it takes and possibly injure herself to win that veto. I think it was a little reckless, but it won her that veto, which was amazing.
Incredible. I especially loved when Azza, did a recap of it.
Yeah, the Azza recap was great.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So funny. Oh,
so long funny. Point.
Yeah. No, Brittany's so great. I love that Brittany just, like, feels all these things and expresses them without any, you know, like self-consciousness or filter, and just as herself in there, unfiltered. It's great. I love
her.
She's
so secure in herself.
I was so happy for her.
So amazing. Yeah.
I was happy for her too. She deserved to yell in the DR that time.
She definitely did. She definitely did.
Danny, who are you going to sort in Hufflepuff this week?
So this week, the Hufflepuff is Claire. She successfully stayed out of the drama. She worked super hard at throwing the wall comp and the exercise veto comp. She got a paper cut, and we all know that paper cuts are the worst. And also, but mainly because she admitted that her main form of real life squats was just for getting out of her office chair to get snackies.
Love it.
Like a true Hufflepuff.
That was so funny when she said that.
That was relatable. True Hufflepuff. Yeah.
That's how I feel lately. I just get out of my chair, walk to the kitchen, get some goldfish, walk back to my chair, and then I do that again like 15 times throughout the day.
Guys, when they started doing that shit in that veto comp, I was like, man, I'd have 5. And then I'd be like, ah, fuck this. There's no way I could squat and do that shit that long. Like, I would
like
die.
The 1 minute one, like a 1 minute one, that's fine. Like, I could do that. But when it went to 2 minutes,
I can't even do a 1 minute, I promise you. I would rather die.
My ass hurts watching it.
I was just so proud of Brittany for winning that. That's a hard comp, but I also really enjoyed watching it. I thought it was really funny.
I enjoyed watching it, but I was like, Jesus Christ, like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen.
I feel like Brittany is a good one to win because she does all of that, like, fighting stuff. What does she do? The
Taekwondo.
Karate,
thank you.
Krav Maga.
And I just feel like you have to be strong to do that. I thought this was a good one for Brittany to win.
She knows Kung Fu.
I'm pretty sure she's a black belt and she could kill those people.
It's the Matrix. It's a Matrix reference. So anyway, Claire and Hufflepuff, I think, is good for snacks and also the way she was like, yeah, I ain't doing this shit. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm Hufflepuff and I wouldn't do this shit either. Like, I'm with you, Claire.
Yeah, like, I'm a hard worker, but if I don't need to, like, why would I bother?
Oh my god, she's just like the perfect Hufflepuff when she's on the wall and she's like, I'm in jury, so I don't really need to win this week. So she immediately falls.
Exactly. Like, Hufflepuffs put in effort and we have a good work ethic, but we're not like doing it for no reason.
Right. There has to be a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's always a reason.
Unlike Gryffindor that just, like, you know, unthinkingly plows ahead with whatever bullshit is happening.
Hashtag just do it.
That's what we do.
Are we shouting out to Nike for our sponsorship?
Shout out to Nike. Sponsor us.
Hey, Adam, tell us the Ravenclaw of the week.
There's clearly only one Ravenclaw in the house, and her name is Hannah.
Yes. So, yes.
Right?
Yes.
She knows everything when it comes to dates, when it comes to comps, when it comes to controlling your body language. She just knows everything that's going on there. A little bit of Ravenclaw thing, though. She can't keep it to herself. She's always trying to trade the information with other people. And when I say trade, I mean really just explain it to them and help them along the way when really she should be keeping it herself. That's beside the point. But all she's doing is collecting that information there. She knows about the royal flush now. She held it close to her chest and she's like, hey, by the way, did you know you said this to me? She's just collecting this information. She's just taking note. That's all she got to do right now.
Now take note.
Her alliance is floating around her. Like, there are sides taking place in the cookout. I think we all know that.
Yes.
That shit is hot right now.
Yeah.
Like, those are going to be some charcoal burgers by the time this is over. And she is coming out on the best side of all of it. No one is looking at her. They're looking at the other sides. If she gets evicted, it's going to be a casualty of them going after each other. So will she stick around long enough to use all the information she's got? Let's see. But right now, I think she's been pretty good, and she is the smartest player in this game.
I love that when she found out about the royal flush, she did decide to just keep it close to her chest. She didn't freak out. She didn't even, like, she didn't even really show that she cared that much. Yeah. And I think that was really smart, and she definitely can use that later.
And she played in with Tiff and Derek saying that they're like, oh, yeah, it's nothing now. Like, it's obviously going to be blown up. And she's like, noted. I know what you're doing now. So
She played that so well.
She played it really well, the way she was just kind of like, yeah, man, it's all good. It's all good to both of them. I mean, like, if you really, it's funny to me that Tiffany and Derek X think they got away with something there. Because if you really think about it, like, so fucking messy that Tiffany spilled that accidentally.
Oh.
And then the way Derek X is like, oh, it wasn't like a real thing. It wasn't like a big deal. It was just sort of like a 1 week thing. Well, if it's just not a big deal and a 1 week thing, how are you not telling your closest ally about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm Hannah, I'm like, nah, I'm like, now I know these two people like are not being 100% truthful with me. So I'm going to make decisions accordingly.
And what makes me so happy about Hannah is that even though she's so close to DX, like so close to him, she's still plotting him to leave in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, I feel like I'm sad because I want them to, you know, like as a showman's, I love it. But I love that she's smart enough to know to not think with her heart and to actually think with her brain. I think Hannah is amazing. And I think she's probably going to leave in the next couple weeks because everyone knows how amazing she is.
I think she's going to fly under the radar. I'm going to call this right now. She is going to get a very unlikely alliance with Xavier and Claire, and the three of them are going to go far.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. I'm cool with that because I love all three of them.
Yeah,
just really love Hannah, guys, and I have a good feeling about her. I don't watch it. This is the first time I'm watching the show, but for some reason, Hannah is just really sticking out to me.
I love Hannah too.
I would love that alliance ad. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be so good.
Yeah,
forming in little bits and pieces. I think that just the right people need to get out and that the three of them would come together and they could run that show, the Big Brother show.
Yeah, I actually love all three of them. They all seem to have really great personalities and they are just like kind of nice people. I mean, a lot of these house guests are nice, although this week, not really.
No.
Nice
but yeah, that's a great alliance. Adam, I hope you're right.
I think that Tiffany was so messy talking about the royal flush and then didn't even realize that it was her that said something. And as soon as she said the royal flush, I was like, oh my God, Hannah's sitting right next to you. What the hell are you doing?
The DR of Hannah being like, what?
That's so funny.
She flushed her game down the toilet this week. She was doing so
she
good.
She did. I agree with you. I really think she did.
I knew this was going to happen. It's like,
can't she recover? She can still recover. It all matters on who gets the HOH.
So I really loved Tiffany until this week. Now I love Hannah. It's so crazy how like quickly it flips your mind, you know?
Oh yeah. If you're watching feeds, your mind would change three times in a single day.
Well, I was trying to watch feeds. Instead, I was watching Twitter. So,
oh, Twitter's easier.
Tweeter is easier.
I swear, anytime I turn on the feeds, it's either the adopt-a-pals, the animals, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna watch this. Obviously, it's adorable. When they switched, when they used to have just like fish, and now fish they have the cats and the puppies, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just gonna watch the feeds just to watch these cats.
I know, I love that shit. It's so
when cute. They did over, I was like, this is the best choice they ever made.
It really was.
Yeah. Anyway, you're right, man. Like when you go on these, it's usually not feed.
But no, the best way to consume feeds is to let somebody consume feeds for you. Yeah. But if you're following a good Twitter account that lets you know when drama's happening, then you can log in when they tell you, "Hey, drama's happening right now," and they can watch it live. Or you get timestamps to go back. Like a lot of time, I get timestamps to go back and watch drama unfold live.
Yeah. So shout out to Big Brother Network. They have a lot of timestamps. Also, shout out to Hamster Watch. That's the one that Adam and I have been following for like 10 years.
Time for the veto ceremony. As holder of the potion of veto, I have the power to veto one of your head of household nominations of the week. And Danny, it's going to be you. Claire is clearly not the Hufflepuff of the week. The Hufflepuff of the week is our man, Kylan, who made sandwiches for everyone, day or night. Just to be a good guy, and because, you know, he is the jackass. But
damn, dude.
Well, it was his costume. He's literally an asshat. Thank you, Hamster Watch, for the reference.
I don't understand why being an asshat automatically equates to Hufflepuff, though.
No, a jackass.
He made them sandwiches so often. Also,
I agree with that part.
Clearly equates.
But it took him like an hour and a half to make those sandwiches the first time. I feel like a real Hufflepuff would be able to make them in 30 minutes.
Well, no, like a real Hufflepuff, he ate half the ingredients while he made them the first time, so that's why it took him longer.
Oh, that wasn't in the edit, and that makes perfect sense. Yeah, Hufflepuff for sure.
Wait, was that really what happened?
I don't know.
Oh, Adam, sure, I was fooled by that.
Hufflepuff fashion, though. He gave up $5,000 just to be a good friend. He didn't want his best friend in the house to be on the block on her birthday. So he left her with a power veto and he took the jackass. So I guess the real jackass here is friendship.
Happy birthday.
The only jackass here is friendship? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did. And I stand by it.
I will say that I was watching the feeds and eventually they stopped sleeping. And, you know, they woke up and Kylan and the ex were talking and he was wearing that jackass costume. And I was like, what the hell, Kylan? And then I watched the show and I was like, oh, that makes sense.
I do think that it is extra nice because he can give the have not sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have the slop.
That's really sweet. I really don't know why slop is still a thing. But yeah, whatever.
Because they don't even put it in the edits. Like, it's not even in the show, you know?
Yeah.
So and we're not even in the show. What's up with that?
Yeah.
I'm in the show. They know who I am, okay? They know me.
You know, I'm okay with this edit. Kylan is a nice guy. He gave sandwiches. And you know, when I was watching the episode tonight, I really wanted a sandwich.
I did too. I was like, oh my God, I want one so bad.
Those were some good looking sandwiches.
For sure. Like, it took him an hour and a half, but you know what? Worth it.
He's just good looking in general. It's it's fun watching him make sandwiches that are good looking because he's good looking. So it's all good around.
I really enjoyed this.
It's all good around.
I enjoyed the veto ceremony or the veto. Absolutely. Yes, I did.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay. Let's move on.
All right, so up next we're going to talk about our keepers.
Keepers needs to be quick, agile. I like my chances.
And so this is a segment where we talk about who's your keeper for the week, where it's like, who do you like? Who do you think is going to go far? Who do you want to see stick around? Before we talk about that, I'm going to Slytherin!
Again?
It's been a long pod.
I'm really drunk.
It's been a long pod this week.
It's gonna be a messy edit this week.
Oh, guys, I miss Jose. I want him to be a part of the fun.
I know.
Mish, okay, what did you slither in with?
I slithered in with a raspberry flavored iced tea.
Nice.
So for this week's Who's Your Keeper, I want to talk a little bit about the America's Vote.
Kylan.
Okay.
Which, first of all, barf, because I hate America's Vote, but since it's a part of the show now that we get to decide who we want to give more BB Bucks to, I mean, I think your keeper should be also who you'd be giving BB Bucks to.
Okay.
That's hard then, because...
Yeah, I can change my thing, or I can just keep it the same. It's fine.
But here's what I'm thinking in my mind grapes, is...
What's on my grape?
How many my grapes mind they, is a grapefruit.
Yeah,
thank
the
you.
Yeah, the grapes of my mind.
Divine.
Here's this rattle around in my pink area. And that's that.
And the grape.
Yeah, well,
which pink area?
The top one.
Okay.
That the wrinkled, you know, my wrinkled area.
Your brain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So what I would say, I'm going to throw it back to the first few episodes, and I'm going to keep my man Kylan.
Okay.
And I would give, and I'm definitely going to text many times to CBS to try to get him more BB bucks. And so I just got to really say, like, that video comp, like, I mean, that man knows how to work the steps, and it was great. And I agree with Deref that, like, I wanted to see more of it. I was disappointed that he lost because I liked it.
Okay, that makes sense.
I love Kylan. I love him so much. Everybody, I just
like when he was rotating around. I was like, yeah,
yeah. I mean, and then when Derek F was like talking about him, I was like, yeah, I see Derek F. Yeah, I agree.
Those hips don't lie.
That comp was hilarious.
Yeah, the comp was so sexual, and then at the end was like Exorcist. Right?
Yes, that's so true.
Where the one was like, this is what pain looks like, where we're squatting and doing some weird fucking hip motion. And then it was like,
They did it again for 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then it's like, here's just pure sex. And I'm like, there are so many people up there. I was like, yes, please. Thank you. 100%. Alyssa knew what she was doing. She knew.
Oh, she definitely did. Yeah.
So that was great. And then at the end, it was just Exorcist. Just pure Exorcist. Like, I expected Brittany to like, puke pea soup out at the end of that shit. It was clearly fucking wild.
This October, there's a new movie coming out. It's Big Brother and the work at Exorcist. So, mark your calendars. It's going to be great. Paramount.
Oh, my God. The Scream was really good, but you're right. Exorcist-ish.
I really honestly would not have been surprised if her head turned all the way around on her body.
Oh my God. I agree. It's insane.
Would she get 1 or 2 points for that?
Two, honestly. And two. I'm impressed with her. I'm so happy she won. I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just saying it looked wild. It was great.
Agreed.
I'm keeping Kylan. I don't know how we got on that topic, but I'm keeping Kylan.
You know, they were saying that Alyssa got, like, that her helmet was too big on her. So when she was, like, going back and forth, it was, like, hurting her or something like that. So that's why she didn't win. And I was like, come on.
Brittany won by 30 or something.
Yeah, she won by 25. She didn't win because of that. She won because a spirit possessed her body. And gave her superhuman strength in that moment. I think we all saw it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's really good. I'm glad I was there to see it.
Yeah. You were there? You were in the backyard, Dan?
Yes. I was the ball boy.
She's one of the spirits about to attack Brittany.
Well, Dan, who are you keeping this week?
You know what? We haven't talked about her much. I don't know if I would give her all of my BB bucks, but I'm going to go with Azza. Because I think she's actually very funny. She has a lot of funny segments, like that one where she was just smiling like a maniac.
Oh, yeah.
And still that one where she fell into Xavier's arms. And even though her gameplay is kind of, like, chaotic, that's okay because she's funny. And also she's beautiful.
She is.
And so I'm going to keep her this week. If I had to go based on BB bucks, I would probably give them to Derek X.
Yeah.
I would say I am a huge Azza fan. I wish she wasn't as closely aligned with Derek F as she was, because I think that he's kind of toxic in the game. But she is hilarious and very aware of who she is and what she like presents herself as. And I love a self-aware person in the house. Because they're just like, yeah, I know what I'm doing, and I'm just going to do it anyway.
And she's really a great singer. Like, she does the Big Blue Couch, and she's a singer for that. That's really good. Their talk show that they do.
I think that I love that she sticks with her morals, but I don't know how far that's going to get her in the game.
Yeah, I don't. I would be shocked if she is one or two.
Yeah.
I do think they'll take her close to the end because I don't think she'll win too many comps, so it might be easier to beat her in the end, but I do think she's hilarious, and I like her. Amanda, who's your keeper?
Oh, okay. Who's my keeper? Oh, Hannah. I'm keeping Hannah because I think she's incredible. I didn't sort her into Slytherin. No one did. I think she's very cunning, which I love. I think that she knows what she's doing and she doesn't let her heart get in the game. And she knows what's good for her personal game, not just her social game. And plus, I love that, like, everyone kind of underestimates her. I think that she's a fashion designer and, you know, she's just, like, doesn't have any smarts in the game except for SB. I know SB's on to her, but I really think that she is incredible. And I know she's, like, the youngest in the house, but acts the most mature. And she just understands her alliances and understands her own personal game. And I love the fact that she's going to go after DX, even though she has such a personal relationship with DX. It just like,
wait, she's going to go after DX.
She said she would. Let's be honest though. I'm not 100% sure she actually will.
Oh, and I think she will.
I don't.
Oh, I think that, she will if it comes to it, but
yeah, if she has to, she will, but I don't think she'll like, she won't nudge it that way if she doesn't have to. Like,
no, but she may nudge other people to go that way.
Well, yeah, and just like, yeah, I can't be the one to take him out, and we got to take him out. So you go for that. Put the charm on yourself.
I think that she would be the one to take him out. I think that she could do that.
I think.
Oh, I think so.
I think she's smarter than that. I don't think that she wouldn't. She would plant the seeds and not do it herself.
Okay. I guess that's a smarter move in a Big Brother house. I guess I see what you're saying. Yeah. Anyways, I love Hannah, so I'm keeping her. Love her.
Which is a great segue to I am last. We've never actually agreed on anything in our lives to this point, but I am going with Hannah also as my keeper.
Yes. I take this as a compliment, guys.
You guys agreed on something earlier in this episode, but okay, go ahead.
No, it was about Hannah, so. I think.
Yeah. Like, she's been the best game. She... 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would have said, you are basically Tiffany's puppet, and you're just doing what you're saying to. She has proven.
I think you said that last week, actually. I think you said that last week.
Yeah, okay, fine. Hey, guess what? I don't even care when time is relevant. Wait. It's like
time, time is meaningless. Time is not linear.
She's been playing a great game, and she is basically taking her own. She's taking all these little nuggets of information, and she's turning into, like, who she can play with, who she can't play with. And like I said before, her alliances are basically imploding around her and all the other alliances are imploding at this point. And she's basically sitting there just taking information, going, okay, who can I trust? Who can I use? Who can I trust? Who can I use? And she's making her list. And she's going to be around for a long time.
She's checking it twice.
Yeah. She's basically Santa Claus at this point without the gift.
I think she might be getting lucky though at the same time. Like, she fell into that royal flush reveal. So
she
that's good for her.
Cookout too. She wasn't in the original cookout. It was forgot Hannah's half black.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing though.
Yeah.
Guys, it's not how you get the opportunities, it's what you make of them. Real life and Big Brother life. And she's made the most of every opportunity that's been given to her.
She has. I agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Hannah's awesome. I really like her.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna put my votes in for Hannah, but DX is a very close hint because I love that I feel like we should have probably put DX into Gryffindor for actually going with the Christian backdoor.
Yes, if I had had the potion of Yo, I would have vetoed whoever put whoever in Gryffindor and put
DX. I'm pretty sure that I said that this week. Didn't I say that?
No, you were the potion of veto. I was Gryffindor, but Brittany Gryffindor.
No, I told Jay that Derek was obviously getting Gryffindor, but I don't honestly listen that much when you guys talk during the podcast. I'm a listener myself.
I mean, it's totally true that he was both brave and reckless because he had a lot of enemies this week.
Yeah. Also,
not great for this game.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on to Ask the Bee Professors. Amanda, as the only new viewer on this episode, you can ask any of us a question about Big Brother, but you have to call us sirs or professors.
Yes, and I think this is a good question. So my
we'll be the judge.
Hey, you need to say professors.
I know.
Sirs.
I will. Dear professors.
Dear professors, is this a letter?
It's like a letter.
So SB, I have so many questions about this because there's a lot of like.
I know what this is going to be about. Go ahead.
So SB decided.
She is hot. She's super hot.
Yeah, she is really hot. I agree with you. I love
especially in her Sailor Moon costume.
God, I mean, that's fulfilling a fantasy that I've had since the age of 15 years old.
But my question is, so for her to take the $5,000 and not take the veto, and everyone was like, oh my God, that's like the worst thing you could do. I honestly thought that was like good of her to do because somebody else was going to take the veto.
Yeah, Alyssa was the dumbass here. Yeah.
No. This happens every season. Every season they're like, oh my God, you were on the block and you took a prize instead of the veto. Like, bull fucking crap. It's like, I'm not going to stick with the veto. It's the second one.
I love that you said the F word and then didn't say shit.
Bull fucking crap.
I just wanted to point out, though, that Christian also was kind of making it seem like, oh, Sarah Beth not taking it, like, whining about the $5,000, but then, like, kind of, like, persuading DX put Christian on the block or whatever.
No. This whole thing was so fucking dumb, especially because Alyssa was like, I'm annoyed that SB didn't take the veto, and then when it was her turn, she did.
She took the veto.
No, she did not take the veto. She kept the communication prize.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make any sense to take the veto if somebody that's on the block is still in the competition because they will take the veto.
And that's what I thought, but I was like second guessing myself when Alyssa was like, why wouldn't she take the veto? Does she think that Kylie and I are just gonna like do this for her and blah blah blah?
No.
I
was like, Alyssa's a dumbass. And it was like fucking hilarious that Alyssa then it was her turn, didn't take the veto, but we never got a redemption of her being like, oh, I guess the CYSB did that. Like, fuck off, Alyssa.
Yeah, and like no, like the whole thing is they could have taken the 5,000 from her, and for some reason, none of them did. I'm like, she did not deserve that $5,000 because she was the second one out. Just take it from her. Don't feel bad. But somehow SB made them feel bad enough not to take it.
So when DX like very dryly like put out the veto for Brittany to take and knew he was gonna get that fucking punishment when he could have had the 5K, I was like, this rivals BB10's version of this cup for me. Because like DX could have 100% had 5K. Sarah Beth turns on the waterworks and is like, oh, okay, I'll take the veto, knowing he's gonna get some fucking shit. The first place prize is always bullshit because they know that person's gonna take
it.
He was already upset that he was putting her on the block, Sarah Beth.
But he knew she was basically a pawn, but he didn't for sure, obviously, depending on who won. But Brittany was on the comp. I just think that, like, anybody could have taken that $5,000.
The fact that nobody took it from her, I mean, I feel like, you know, like, it's her damn birthday, right? Like
why did really Kylan not take it?
Well, you know, because he's probably a little in love with her.
Yeah. I think he's pansexual, so, you know, he could be into her. He could not.
They were cuddling.
Wait. Kylan's pan?
Yeah.
I love this man.
Aw, can Kylan?
I mean,
I really love this cast. This is very diverse.
At this moment, he's currently a jackass.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I just want to like talk about Alyssa possibly being more exciting now that Christian's gone. Do you think that that's like
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
She's going to coast for a while now that he's gone.
Yeah. That's usually what happens when they break up a showmance. The other person who was left behind goes farther because of the breakup.
Oh, good. Okay. I hope she goes farther, but
I think it probably has something to do with like pity. Like, oh, they're sad. I'm just gonna let them. And I do think Alyssa actually has the ability to win some comps, so it might be good for her that Christian left it.
I agree. Yeah.
She's currently smiling with a lot of people, so
I'm good at pretending my emotions too.
All right. So let's move on to spoilers.
You spoiled everything.
Fair warning: we're talking about spoilers, things that have been unaired. So what's the deal? We know we won HOH?
Yes, we do.
We do.
What was the HOH competition?
It was some kind of knockout because people who won, or the person that won, is explaining why they picked what they picked to go up against each other.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, Amanda, before you ask, a knockout is when two people at random start the comp, and then the person that wins the first round picks two people to go up next. So usually they pick two people that they know are aligned together that aren't in their alliance. Mm-hmm. So they go against each other and one of them knocks each other out.
So it's probably one of the quiz comps where they're like looking at pictures and then have to remember how many pink ducks there were or some shit.
Can I guess who won?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Hannah.
No.
Ooh, I think it was, I'm going to, because I don't know, I didn't look at spoilers. I am going to guess that it was Tiffany.
Nope, close. It was our first two-time place winner.
Kyland!
Oh, yay!
Hell and apparently it did come down to Kyland and Tiffany.
Yeah.
That's what I read.
I'm impressed with Kyland. I didn't think he actually had that brain power.
And this is pretty exciting because that means SB is probably safe for another week, which I did not think was going to happen this week.
100%. There's no way she's going to get put on the block. So that's, yeah.
Wait, are they going to show Epic this? Kylan
have been talking.
Oh, yeah. On Sunday, you'll see it on the episode. Okay. It was not on the feeds. It just the feeds came back after it was over, and people are just talking about that's how we know.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I'm happy Kylan's safe.
Yeah. And SB.
Tiffany is very upset that she won. She's very upset in bed crying when they came back from feeds and people comforting her, but I also guess that she probably threw it.
We got to talk about the breakdown of the cookout, right? Kylan wasn't necessarily a part of it, but it's breaking apart.
Oh, for sure.
Part of it. Yeah, but he
was. Was he part of it? Because they didn't show it in the show, and I haven't paid attention.
He's been on the skirts of it a while now because
he's definitely part of the cookout, but. Yeah, but I think his relationship with SB has been.
That sounds like a great topic for next week.
No, that's true. He's definitely part of the cookout. I wasn't questioning that. I'm questioning, he is still pretty safe with everybody in the cookout. So I think they're all safe this week.
I mean, the fact that Derek S. dropped some, real ass fucking B bombs on Tiffany, that shit was wild. I was here for it. It was drama. I loved it.
Derek is just kind of a mean guy. It really
he's
is.
He's kind of mean. No, I
he's kind of mean towards women all and not stuff, men.
I haven't found it funny all season. People find it funny on me, but I think he's actually just really, really mean and petty.
I liked him the first couple episodes, but I'm not really here for him at this point.
Great edit online. He is not very nice at all.
Right, and I mean for this episode, especially when he or the last couple episodes, I don't remember. I watched them in a row, so I don't exactly remember what happened when, but. Yeah, I mean, I was here for the drum when it was like, oh, you want to talk to Brittany? Well, we're all going to go up together. I mean, that was hilarious.
But it was also kind of like, I'm going to manipulate her instead of you manipulating
exactly.
her.
Exactly. Yeah. Brittany is not your fucking puppet, Derek, and she's not your puppet, Tiffany. You guys can fuck off. Brittany can make her own decisions. And the fact that it felt a little bit not woke in a certain sense where we know that Brittany is a person who has autism, right? And that people feel like they're able to manipulate her emotionally to a certain extent. And I don't like that. I don't like it from either of them, frankly.
I didn't know she had autism. Did she say that?
She said that.
Yeah, she said that at the intro.
Oh,
yeah,
I remember
that.
She
shared it with them though.
She may not have shared with the house guests, but she shared with us as an audience.
Oh, I don't remember that, but yeah. Gosh.
Okay. And I mean, and it can heighten emotions and things like that. But, I love Brittany. I really do. And I was
too.
My hackles were raised for her to a certain extent where it's I was here for the drama of Derek F. being oh, we'll all go up together. That's funny. But at the same time, it's it almost seemed like he was claiming, no, Brittany's my pup, Tiffany, not yours.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was actually frustrated with both of them. And in the DR, it was clear that Brittany actually kind of wanted to keep Christian. And it would have been easy if, Tiffany just went to her and just talked to her on her own instead of being oh, I need to do this big flip right now.
Right.
Calm down. You have 2 days.
And sending Christian to bring Brittany up, like, no, but just like fucking talk to her like one on one and be like a human being with her. Like, I'm a little concerned people don't see her as a human, that they see her as like a chess piece. I don't like
that.
I think that's mostly just because she's been a pawn three times.
I mean, she's 100% a pawn star, which sucks.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I'm not saying it's because she's a person with autism necessarily that they're treating her that way. It probably is because she's a pawn star more than anything. But still not great. I don't like it for her, obviously.
Yeah, I really like Brittany.
I love Brittany. I think she's great.
And I agree. That whole segment was just kind of like them like having a pissing match on their own and like Brittany being in the middle of it.
Oh my god, I remember like looking at Twitter and Twitter was like, oh my god, this like stomp down just happened and the Fever went up for it and blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden like Tiffany comes up to Xavier and is like calling Claire Darla. Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't see that. Yeah,
she was like and then Claire's here, or Carla, what's her name, Carla, and then Xavier's like Claire.
Oh my god.
And then Xavier's like, yeah, you're in the moment right now, and it was so bad. Tiffany looked so bad when she
Tiffany call her Carla?
Yes, Tiffany called her.
Yeah. Oh, Tiffany has been so sloppy.
Yeah. It made her look really, really bad. But
damn, dude. Shit. So Kylan is HOH. SB is safe. And I'm interested to see if the cookout continues to fall apart, what Kylan does this week.
Yes. I don't think it's actually going to fall apart. I think they're going to stick together for a little bit longer. But we'll see.
If you guys were watching the live feeds, you see that Ozza was already crying in bed about Kylan winning. So we'll see how that turns out.
Oof. Oh, God. Oof.
All right. All right. We'll see.
Thank you for listening to week 6 of the Sloppy Slop. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sorting.hat, Twitter at Sloppy Sorting, TikTok at Sloppy Sorting Hat, and on Facebook. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review or share our podcast with your friends and frenemies. And if you haven't yet, start listening to the Sloppy Sorting Hat, where we sloppily sort the characters from our favorite popular movies, books, and TV shows into Hogwarts houses. And we play games and do other silly shit.
From outside the computer screens, I'll see you guys in Double Eviction Night. This has been the Sloppy Slop. Good night.
You're sticking fingers in people's faces, damn it. It's inappropriate.